salute to the soldier. Salute the men of Wales, land of song and singers. Many a miniaturized Stretford have already been heard in the various theatres of war, wherever there are Welsh regiments. And their national song, Men of Harlech, has resounded in mountains other than those of their native land. The men of Scotland, the country from whence comes the soldiers whose war-scarred banners bear high testimony to the imperishable deeds of our gallant Scottish regiments.
There's many a man of the Cameron clan that has followed his chief to the field. He has sworn to support him or die by his side. For a Cameron never can yield. I hear the funeral sounding, sounding deep o'er the mountain and glen. While light-springing footsteps are trampling the heat, 'tis the march of the Cameron men. 'Tis the march.
'Tis the
march. 'Tis the march.
'Tis the march.
Is the march of the Cameron men.
Perhaps nowhere in the realm of music is love of country and pride of birth better exemplified than in Edward German's Yeomen of England.
And Austro-Hungarians and German barbarians, as foemen did curse them, the yeomen of England. No other land can nurse them but the motherland, old England. And on her broad bosom did they ever thrive.
And Austro-Hungarians and German barbarians, as foemen we curse them.
Of the type who fought with Wellington at Waterloo, Roberts in Afghanistan, Kitchener at Khartoum, Buller in Africa, French at Mons, Haig in France and Belgium, and Alexander and Montgomery in Africa. Men ready to fight and ready to die that those they love may live.
Ready to die.